except coming in there. The 23rd day, 1995. I'm at 7179 Highway 96 North. I'm visiting with Mrs. Mary Thomas Hopgood. Birthday, the day, the month is March the 6th, 1930. She's present 6 to 5. Miss Hogwell, give me your name and date, today's date.
You want me to tell you again?
Yeah, your name.
Mary Thomas Hopgood. And I was born March the 6th, 1930.
What's your address?
7179 Highway 96 North.
And what county were you born in?
Well, I was born in Pearson.
And that's where you grew up at?
No, my dad bought his farm and moved across the road. And that's where we grew up at, in Granville County.
So you grew up on the line of Granville County and Pearson County?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How old were you when you went to school, and where did you go to school at?
I started going to school when I was 6 years old. We went to Gill Hill School.
How many miles you had to walk? Just guess.
8 miles.
4 one way and 4 back.
All right.
Ooh.
It was a long walk all through the woods. Straight through the woods. We went through, my daddy cut a road through there, notched the trees, so we wouldn't have to go around the road. We had to go around the road, they don't tell you how long we would have been.
Because this was on your father's farm?
No, it wasn't on his farm all the way, but part of it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he just notched the road and let us go through.
Mm-hmm. And didn't have no problems out there?
Oh, no.
Oh. Give me your father's name.
Yeah, Thomas.
Okay. How many sisters and brothers did he have? Just count them. That's all I got there.
Irene, Mary, and Roy. Ed, Fonzie, Clarence, Clyde, Eva, Lucy. I believe he had about 10 children.
10. Brother, your father had 10. There was 10 of them.
10 brothers and sisters.
What was his dad's name?
Jack Thomas.
Jack Thomas always owned his own land, your granddad?
Always.
Okay. Did he know his parents? Or did he ever tell you who his dad was?
No, he didn't tell me.
Well, he got his name from Charlotte Thomas. Yep.
That's what some of them say.
Oh.
Charlotte Thomas was his daddy. Well, he went by Thomas.
And Charlotte Thomas was a white man.
Uh-huh.
Did they ever say that your father farmed on Charlotte Thomas' land?
No.
Didn't his other brothers and sisters look like they had a white father? Do you think he was the oldest of his brothers and sisters, Reed, and had a white father? He's the first child.
Who, my father?
Your grandfather.
My grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather wasn't that light. He was, you know, he wasn't a dark man.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a little bit lighter than you.
Mm-hmm.
But
It was.
I never understood that. It wasn't that light.
But people in your family, they said that his father was white. Your father.
My father was so white when he went to get his driving license, they put white on it.
Your father.
My dad. But two again, that was because his mother was a Lawson, and all the Lawsons is a fair-skinned family through and through, the whole family.
Did you ever hear about the Lawsons? Was it ever a plantation up there, a Lawson plantation?
Not that I know of.
Well, where do you think they got the likeness from?
They got it from some white people.
Your father was related to the Lawson.
His mother was a Lawson.
His mother was. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about your father? Who was his relative?
My father.
Mm-hmm. Because he had so many brothers and sisters. How many families do y'all claim in this area, Roxborough? How many?
You're talking about relatives.
Uh-huh. Or your father.
Oh, all the Lawsons.
Uh-huh.
Relatives.
What about Grandma County?
Well, my dad don't have too many people down here.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you as one of his children.
Oh, well, I have a few.
Who you married? Where was Mr. Hopgood from? Your husband. Where were your husband from? Grandma County or Vance County?
Yeah, Grandma County.
He have a large family.
Yeah, they are a large family of people.
Mm-hmm. Did they have problems?
All of my people have moved out of this county, out of this country. They're all in Ohio, New York, and places like that. My dad's oldest brother that was living, he went to Ohio, Roy Thomas.
Uh-huh.
And he just died last year. But he still have property in Person County.
Did any of your family go to the military, go to service?
Oh, yeah. My cousins all went.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, of what family did your mother come from?
Royster family.
Where was she brought up at?
Down near Johnson Creek. Her father was Chaplain Royster. Now, he was born in slavery.
He was called what?
Chaplain Royster.
Now, tell me about him. Did you ever see him?
Oh, yeah, he lived with us. His slave master told him if he read, he'll cut his hands off. I don't know what the man was named. I believe his name Will something.
But if he reads.
If he tried to read. If he studied and tried to read or write, he'd cut his fingers off. And right when he died, he was 19 years old. He couldn't read a line.
Right.
Why?
Because he was threatened.
Yeah, he was scared to. He wasn't a slave, but he was born right after slavery, you know.
With his parents.
Yeah.
What part of they came up in?
Around Johnson Creek Church.
Do you know any Roysters that's around in that and related to your mother, come out to your mother family?
Most of them is in Virginia.
Most of them is crossed over into Virginia, the Roysters.
Yeah. Royster families in Virginia.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about slavery other than your mother's
father?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. His father used to talk about it. They sold all his sisters and brothers off in slavery, took the baby out of the mother's arm, and he got brothers and sisters strolled somewhere and we don't know where they is. Took the babies out of the mother's arms and sold them. They're like we take a cow and a calf to the stock market. Oh, all that's in down.
Took the baby too?
Took the baby out of her arm and sold them.
Where was this? Did they name what plantation it was on or where they was at? When they were selling?
I don't know that. But they took him.
And he couldn't go look for him. No,
he couldn't find him. He don't know where they carried him. But we found one of them this summer. One girl, she came to see me this summer. That was my grandfather's, some of his people, his sister or brother one's child. And she's in faithful. I had never seen her.
Well, how did she know about Oxford?
She know that's where her granddaddy come from, and she knew I reckon he was sold in slavery.
Okay. And so she come up here looking for his name, or?
No, she just come up here visiting with one of the Royster girls that she met in Fayetteville.
Oh, and she didn't know she was coming to be with her relative?
No, she didn't know it. She didn't know that woman was her relative, and they got to talking, and they found out that they was kin, and that, you know, this was part of her family up here.
Uh-huh. I bet she was happy with it.
Yeah.
And they were friends going around and didn't even know they were relatives. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sad.
What did how high in school did you and your sisters and brothers went?
Well, I went to 11th grade.
Wait, my Paul?
No, up at Tolman.
Okay. You were in about the first class. Weren't too many class that graduated in front of you when you went to school at Tolman?
Well, quite a few.
Okay. What about your other sisters and brothers?
Well, my older sister, she didn't go to school much. She got married early, and I did too. I got married when I was 17 years old.
Oh, well. Yeah. 17.
17.
And what about your other sisters and brothers?
My older sister, I don't know exactly how old she was, but she was young. I think she was probably young as I was or younger.
Mm-hmm.
And she got married. And my brother Eugene, he didn't go to high school. He just graduated from elementary school. And my brother Ed Jr., same thing.
How much property do you and your sisters and brothers own together?
I don't know. The property that my daddy had, he sold some of it to the Parkwood Company. And we don't have a whole lot left, but a little less than 200.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I got a lot of my own here, down here.
You do? Oh, you got some up there in Roxboro?
Yeah, I got some here. I got some in Person County.
How much do you have here? Just guessing.
Just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon 150 acres.
So you got about 200 acres by yourself, almost, if you got land in Roxboro. Too. Mm-hmm. You got enough to put some cows out there.
Yeah, I don't want no cows though. I had a pasture full of cows, but I sold.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What church did you go to?
Vernon Hill.
Vernon Hill.
It's the first church I joined when I was 12 years old.
Oh. Did you, when church was over, did y'all go to your relatives' house? Mm-hmm. Or they came to y'all, or what did y'all do on Sundays?
Well, we just went on back home.
Uh-huh. Because y'all had enough to do at home.
Yeah. And my mother always fixed on Sundays. She always fixed for us. Because she didn't go with us. She would fix dinner and do.
Did she go to a different home?
Well,
how was the pastor at your church? Do you know him? Was he part of your family?
He wasn't part of our family, but he was just like family.
Uh-huh.
Reverend L.M. Gooch.
Uh-huh. He was from Preston County or Granville County?
No, he was from Granville County.
Okay.
He just got a church up there when we was very small, and we John Church unto him. And everything, every big and large occasion, he officiated in it. He married me in my home, and he baptized me. Everything big happened to me, he was there. So, he was just like family.
Oh, your family always had food.
Oh, yeah.
Always had land. And live, y'all live as like an average person would live.
Yeah, we lived as good as anybody else, I would think.
And,
because my daddy sold timber all the time.
That's what he did.
Yeah, that's how he brought us up.
And he was selling off his own land and buying timber from other people too.
Selling off his land.
He had that much timber on it.
Mm-hmm. He had timber.
And he never farmed tobacco.
Yeah, he farmed tobacco. Yes, sir.
Was your father?
He had something for children to do.
Did your father work on Saturdays too?
Uh-huh.
6 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
He rested on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother wash and iron on Sunday?
Did my mother wash and iron?
Mm-hmm, on Sunday. Didn't lie
my
that.
My mother stayed at the house.
She did?
Mm-hmm. But we went to the field.
Did she help you with your lessons?
Uh-huh.
Was she good to keep her with you?
Yeah, she was pretty good.
She go to school check on you?
Oh, yeah, they would go every once in a while, but my father did most of the going to the school because she had small children. By us being the oldest, you know, they had small children. They had to see to them. She had to be at home with them.
Oh. If you was going around interviewing people like I'm doing, and trying to get the history of Granville County, Oxford. What do you think you would do, or is this worthwhile, my efforts? Or you think it should be done?
Well, it's well worthwhile. That's to let the people know what we went through. I think.
So you think it's worth my time?
Yeah, I think it is. Because a lot of people don't have no idea that we had it hard as we had it.
A man told me that if whites went through what blacks went through, they'd all kill themselves or committed suicide. They wouldn't have made it. That's what he told me. But, you know, I know better than that. Your kids, how many children did you have?
Just two girls.
Both of them finished college?
No, one went to college, and that one in there, she didn't go to college. I had her all ready to go to nursing school, but she decided she didn't want to go. But she got a good job, and she worked until she broke her hip.
Oh, man. Oh, did your other daughter teach school, don't she?
Oh, yeah.
What college did she finish?
Central University.
Over Central. What do you do here on your land? You got tobacco acres and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I rent my farm. I rent my tobacco acres out.
Mm-hmm. And your husband was a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he ever done.
Yeah.
How did he learn mechanic?
He just took it up. Learned it. And then later years, he went to school. He went to Vance Rammer and different other things he went to.
Did he work for a dealership?
Mm-hmm. Ford place.
Where?
Knoxville.
How many other different places did he work?
He worked in Philadelphia at a truck stop.
Mm-hmm. But,
I don't know the name of the truck stop.
But he worked at the Ford place
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Oh, yeah, about
27
years.
Interviewing you is kind of easy because your family is intact and you don't have a a lot of things that went on that other people had because someone looked out for you, for you, your father, early in life. That was good. And most times, the reason you don't take advantage of your father could have sent all y'all to college is that you think you would never need it. You didn't have no hope or nothing. You didn't dream. Because everybody was around, you complained all the time. Your relatives and older people, they just complained about how hard it was. And so y'all didn't want to, you know. It was just sacrifice. Everybody been sacrifice. And that's why you came along with, that's how you acquire a lot of property. Mm-hmm. By sacrificing. But what would you want your kids to do with it? Develop it or what?
Well, I guess, yeah.
How many grandchildren you have?
Just two little boys.
You love them? How old are they?
One is 12 and the other one is 2.
Oh, you got one little one. Mm-hmm. One 12 is grown.
Yeah.
And what church you attend?
Vernon Hill.
How many, you try to go often now since you've been sick or what?
Oh, no, I don't even go to church. Uh-huh. Can't walk that well. But I went as long as I could. I joined another church. I joined my husband's church.
What was his church?
In Berea.
What was the name of that?
New Hope.
And that's where you go now, when you go?
Yeah, when I go.
Uh-huh. I guess you have a lot of responsibility to try to run it and look out for everything, keep where everything's going on and everything.
Oh yeah, it's hard.
Do you have your sisters and brothers live close by? It's any of them?
No, none of them live here. Everybody, one is my brother's in New York, and my three sisters is in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. There's nobody here but me.
I do graveyards. I do old graveyards.
Well,
your churches are slaves.
Slave graves over here.
You got slave graveyard?
100 and some graves. So we kind of want to sell some of the land that's way back over there that we don't use and we don't go across. And we want to sell it because they developing on Shepherd Oyster Road, I guess you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I wanted to sell that, but I told the children that slave cemetery can't go.
No, I'm glad you told them that.
We don't keep from the slave cemetery back here.
Mm-hmm. Who gave you the count of that, about how many was in that graveyard plot?
Some of the family told me it was 100 people buried there.
Your own family had this land back before you? Before.
No, my husband's father bought that from Miss Betty Satterwhite.
Was she white or black?
White.
And she told him that that's how many slaves was back then.
Somebody went there and counted them, I think.
Oh, okay, then. Okay, the rocks.
But Miss Betty Satterwhite and the Jack Thomas, now they was grand friends.
Who?
My grandfather, the one who had the white daddy.
Uh-huh.
He and her, that woman was very close.
That could have been his mother. They were that close?
They was close. He used to ride the buggy down here and bring her eggs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would think she would have had plenty of eggs, but he would ride the buggy down here and bring her eggs.
Did she have a husband?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about it.
Maybe that's why he bring the eggs.
Well,
he was the hen. He was going to stay there until they hatch.
And she bought a farm up there on the mountain from him. They had farms close together up there.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's how the friendship started.
Uh-huh. I'm going to want to go over there as soon as next month. And I'm going to go over and look at those graves and chop them out and count them and try to find some families that lived on that. Because you never heard of a plantation in this area when you first came over in this area?
Not really. But I do know that was a slave, because they all buried over there. And Mr. Creighton Mays told me that his mother's buried over there.
Creighton Mays? Uh-huh. Your white man?
Black man. You don't know Creighton Mays?
Where he live?
Yeah. He dead now.
Is any of the Mayses around here now?
Well, there's some somewhere in town, but I don't know who they is. Some of Miss Nancy Mays' people.
Does she live in town, Nancy Mays, or she dead?
I think she died too.
The Mayses in this county. So the Mayses in this county died out. And see, y'all had it so good. You didn't have no hardships or nothing like that. Your parents did, because of your grandfather. He had things. And the Lawsons, all of them is well off up in Preston County, isn't it?
Yeah.
You come in contact with Mr. Cunningham? Are you related to them?
Well, his wife is probably related to me some. But she used to be one of my best friends, but she went back to school. And when she went back to school, I haven't seen much of her since.
Oh, she got a degree and was a teacher.
Yeah, she moving in a different circle.
That's the way life is. You didn't have no problem with it, no way. Because you didn't have to work, no way. You was a house slave. You stayed at home and looked after your husband and your family. And so you didn't have to worry about that, no way.
No.
So that wasn't any problem. How do you, if your family, do y'all have family or reunions or anything like that?
In New York.
Every one of them be in New York?
Mm-hmm.
You got, because that's where the most people live.
Yeah, because there's nobody here. Like I said, everybody's gone to me.
Have you ever gone to one in New York?
I was getting ready to go last year and something bad happened and I couldn't go.
Uh-huh.
But I was all ready to go to that one. That was the second one they had. And I was intending to go to it.
I got my schools and churches and stuff. I put the churches with the schools and schools with the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to research what come first, the church or the school. And I'm going to take my research work to different schools because Granville County will be 250 years old next year. And I let kids look at it, talk about it, and see. It'll show them how hard it was back in those days and type of schools and how far y'all walk. Do you think that's a good idea to go into the school system?
Well, yeah. Children got it so good now, they just get on the bus and ride. And we had to walk, fall in the creek, get out, but not freeze, and go on to school.
And when you got there, you're wet someday?
Oh, yeah.
You had to hang them in the coat closet or what?
Yeah, that's the only place you had.
Did you have a boy side and a girl side? Everybody was in the same side. Courtroom.
I don't know.
What was the wood at? Where'd you have the wood at? The same closet?
Wood.
Uh-huh.
Out on the porch.
Did you have any, what was your teacher's name?
Well, I had several teachers. Miss Lassiter.
Ma Lassiter.
And Miss Bibby. Miss Bibby didn't teach me.
Uh-huh.
But she taught us, from my brother on down, she taught all of them, but my sister and myself.
Do you know another teacher you can tell me about?
When I got to high school, Mrs. Robinson was my teacher.
Tell me about Miss Lassiter's family. Did you ever know her mother or father?
No.
Where did she live?
I don't know. She came from Oxford. She was there boarding in Oxford.
How did she get up here to school?
She had a little black car, and she used to drive up there.
And just before horse and buggy. Which school? You say you went to Gill Hill. Is that older than Red Hill?
But,
Did you know?
Red Hill is the oldest.
How'd you know?
I didn't go to that. I wasn't that old.
How you know Red Hill? Did your parents go to Red Hill?
No, but it was right across the creek from us.
What, Red Hill School?
Mm-hmm.
And
my
and,
cousins, all they were older than we children, they went to Red Hill.
So they closed out Red Hill and everybody came to Gill Hill.
Oh.
Do you remember they closed out Red Hill?
I don't remember when they closed it down, but I know they closed it down. When I started going to school, I was 6 years old. And I started at Gill Hill.
Okay. Who is your relative around here now? Is anybody in this area?
Mary Tuck. That's on my mother's side.
Where do Mary Tuck live?
Down in Buckhorn.
Is she related to you?
First cousin.
And I know I haven't found no Tucks in Granville County. There's a lot of them now.
This man came from Virginia.
He did? Where did she come?
Tucks. Where did she come
from? She lived in North.
His grandfather that was the slave on my mother's side. Now that's her grandfather too.
Who, Mr. Tuck?
No, Ms. Tuck is Chapel Royster's granddaughter.
Who's Chapel Royster?
That's my grandfather, the one that I told you was had a slave master named Will somebody.
He had a slave master named Will.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a Tuck.
No, she is a Tuck.
Or his wife was a Tuck.
His granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
Married a Tuck.
Oh, she married a Tuck.
Mm-hmm.
What was she?
From Virginia.
What was she before she got married?
Royster.
She was a Royster. Was she? Did she have a white father too? You ever gone to Johnson Creek Church to visit?
Yeah, all my family's buried in Johnson Creek, most of them.
You know the Clarks that live up there.
Mm-hmm.
What about Mr. Coleman and them?
Oh yeah.
Even though I'm a long time.
Mm-hmm. All my life.
Well, what do you think about children now? The parents have a problem. They won't do what you say, won't listen to you, just won't do nothing. What happened to kids?
I don't know what in the world's happening to children. That's why it's so much destruction. The children just don't want to hear now. I see someone, I could just smack them down. You got small children.
Grandbaby, 5 and a half. Mm. She tell me what to do.
Your grandbaby.
I'd have been killed.
Oh yeah.
Been dead. What do you think? Tell people what you think of wild children and what happened.
I just don't know. I think people is just letting their children, they think their children is cute when they little. And they just let them get away with murder. And then when they go to school, they just give the teachers and things just a headache. And I just don't think it's right. Because one of these problems is, the reason children as bad as they is, they'll tell you right now, I'll have you up for abuse. I had some foster boys, and they told me, Sal, yeah, if you hit me, I'll have you up for abuse. It's shameful.
And you're saying a lot of it go by the court. The court got involved. Police officers and probation officers has too much authority, and kids get away with everything.
Yeah, they get away with everything.
Why do you think that it's one lady told me that had her grandchildren that she wished they'd leave there and never come back no more. And see, we didn't have that when we came along. My grandmother kept us, stayed with us.
Yeah, the children do make you glad two times.
Well, why did your parents and everybody sacrifice so much so y'all could have something and these kids will not sacrifice for their children?
I don't know. People now is just worried about themselves, I think. Their parents.
Is that what it is?
Looks like if they want to run around, drink, and have a good time, and they just ain't. A lot of them is just not worried and not concerned about the children. And that's what's happening to the children. They're just being turned loose.
And nobody looks after them.
Right, nobody looks after them.
But the television looks after them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they look at the TV. It's sort of sad.
They got to have Snickers. All that. They got the right name brand clothes. And if they don't, they're going to cry or take it. Or do anything to get it.
Right.
So what do you think about that?
I think it's terrible.
But the parents, they would want them to come up the way they did. But it's changing now. They're worse than what the parents were.
Oh, yeah.
So many are going to jail every day.
Oh, yeah, that sure is. Hey, going to school and all that.